This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Snow, snow, and more snow. More snow is in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow to 18 states from Wyoming to New York. The second part of the storm will dump more snow on parts of the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. President Biden spent part of his Thursday delivering remarks on the economy. The president discusses lowering costs and expanding high-speed internet in Raleigh, North Carolina. The president claims more than 24 million Americans did not have access to affordable high-speed internet nationwide, and he has been taking action to address the issue since he was elected.
As soon as I came into office, I took action with what we call the American Rescue Plan, and it included more than $25 billion to invest in affordable internet, high-speed internet all across America.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin remains at home while recovering from complications related to prostate cancer. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh joins reporters at a press conference to provide details about Austin's recovery.
The secretary remains working from home. He's been participating in meetings since he's returned resumed full authorities, but has been participating in meetings here in the building, joining remotely either by phone or by video. I don't have a date of when he'd be back in the Pentagon.
Concerns about a wider conflict are growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan has carried out strikes in Iran as retaliation for strikes that were made earlier this week. This comes as the U.S. hit over a dozen Houthi rebel missile sites in Yemen earlier this week, and what it said were preemptive strikes targeting threats to ships in the Red Sea. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A new report is shedding some light on a school shooting that took place in Texas. USA's Ryan Daniels has the story.
A landmark Department of Justice report is released into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on the 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The Uvalde school shooting left 21 killed and 17 others injured, including many young children.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting on Thursday to discuss the southern border crisis. Mayorkas made a plea to Congress to act on what he says is a broken immigration system.
The collaboration and coordination that is needed is not only among federal, state, and local officials. It is also between us and Congress as we work to fix what everyone agrees is a broken immigration system that has needed legislative repair for decades.
He also called on international partners to collaborate with the United States to help. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing. Stop.
Hey, good morning. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got John Fleetwood joining us. On this incredible day, a March for Life that is taking place. Hundreds of thousands of people are weathering, you know, the cold weather there in D.C. to come forth and take a stand for life. The theme this year, with every woman for every child, focuses on the need to care for both mother and child during the 9 months of pregnancy and in the years after. Pregnancy care centers, maternity homes across the country exist to provide support for women facing unexpected pregnancies, so that no mother ever feels alone or without support on her journey. John Fleetwood, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Well, March for Life taking place in D.C., and then over the weekend in San Francisco, we have the Walk for Life that'll take place. I think this will be the 21st year that they do it on the West Coast. Of course, the March for Life has been going on now. This will be the 51st year. So ever since Roe v. Wade was passed, we've had, Americans, coming out and taking a stand, for life. And, this is absolutely critical, especially, I don't know if you saw this number or not, John, this just blew me away, that worldwide, according to the Worldometer, found that over 44.6 million abortions were performed just last year alone. 44.6 million abortions. You see, and to me, see, this is where I think that we underestimate the influence of America on, the difference between life and death, the choice of life or death. America has led the way, and it's heartbreaking to think that America has been responsible for leading the way of abortions and the influence that has had on the world. This is a country that, as John Winthrop said, as you and I have discussed before, envisioned America as being that light on a shining hill. We've sent out more missionaries than any other country. To what? To liberate, to make people free, to have them appreciate the full benefits of the gospel message, right? And that same nation that did so much good for the world and the West all these years is now responsible for leading the way for killing the unborn.
That's sad. You know what I'm worried about is these brave people out there doing this March for Life getting flagged as extremists and terrorists.
Well, that's a done deal.
You love.
Mm-hmm. That's a done deal because they're already looking. I mean, we're finding out, the information now through FOIA requests and other investigations, John, that they're looking into bank accounts. They've violated our privacy, and there needs to be a serious reckoning. And the sooner the better, because this has been going on way too long, And this is why it keeps multiplying and getting worse and worse. And you don't know how bad it is until you happen to be the one who innocently goes to D.C. to protest an election, and you get caught up in a net, and now you're in jail, and you're sitting there for years, and you go, what did I do? And meanwhile, you find out now the FBI did such a deep dive that they had information on your bank account and all these other areas of privacy, and they go to, you know, your bank and the government in much the same way that the FBI did with social media, right? They go to the social media oligarchs and say, hey, look at Heads Up. We've got some Russian disinformation. I mean, they come through the door with the full force of government and all that power and everything. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the leaders are going to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, they're going to resist that? No. Hey, look at, you know, they're going to add to the problem. And this is what they did, whether it's social media or in other areas of our lives. The things that we've seen happen, whether it's in Canada and Europe and happening in China, is now happening with us. This totalitarian movement of this existing government that we have in this bureaucracy we have right now, you know, it's insatiable, John.
Yeah, and you've got this isn't like a tinfoil conspiracy, this targeting of people who just, I mean, love the Bible, love the things the Bible stands for. I saw a tweet from Representative Jordan from Ohio. He's the House Judiciary Committee Chair. And he was pointing out that we know now that the federal government has flagged terms like MAGA and Trump to financial institutions if Americans completed transactions using those terms. And he even revealed that you're flagged if you bought a religious text, like the Bible.
Exactly.
Or shopped at a Bass Pro shop. So you're getting targeted if you love the Bible, if you're pro-life, if you're MAGA, so if you're conservative. But, you know, meanwhile, we treat all the illegal immigrants pouring through the border like they're royalty.
Mm-hmm. Or foreign nations, you know, they're participating and, really egging on wars, and we're supporting them. It's unbelievable. Right. I mean, you get Palestinians. Of course, it stopped under Trump, but of course, Biden, you know, he had to reverse everything that Trump did. Just anything that Trump did, he had to do just the opposite. And so, even in, you know, the Middle East and Israel, right? The Palestinians pay those families whose family member, you know, died in a jihad. Well, then, you know, the families are rewarded with, you know, a lifelong pension, and America contributes to that pension. I mean, this is how idiotic is this? I mean, supposedly Israel is an ally of ours, and meanwhile we're supporting their enemy by paying for the pension of the people that killed Israelis.
That's wild. It's wild, but I think the takeaway here is that Americans need to wake up and understand that the way that we vote and are getting involved on especially a local level is more important than ever, because our government now, I mean, so long as we don't do anything, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. And what they're doing is targeting Americans, just classic Americana, America lovers, Americans who have conservative values. If you're MAGA, if you're pro-Trump, if you love the Bible, if you shopped at a sinking Bass Pro shop,
exactly,
you're getting targeted. It's just time to wake up and get involved.
Well, or if you go to Mass on Sunday, you know, they were targeting Catholics. And Christopher Wray was asked about that. And, of course, you know, he dodged that one and just, you know, well, I don't know anything about it. How can you not know anything about it? This was done by the FBI. You know, we ask you a simple question. How many FBI agents participated in January 6th? Well, you know, I'm not sure what you're talking about. And, of course, now we find out there's at least 40, right?
Yeah.
And what were they doing?
At least.
And what were they doing?
Instigating, I say. Instigating.
Well, you know, they were called out. for it. And look at how long it took for them. It's amazing how they captured everybody else, but it took them a long time to get Ray Epps. That's suspicious. You know, why did it take them so long to incarcerate Ray Epps? And he's going to get some sort of minor hand slap decision while there's others that have been in jail for over 3 years? Got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After more than 75 years of gospel broadcasting, the Tide Ministry is thrilled to announce the addition of two new countries to our outreach, North Macedonia and Cameroon. Both countries are prime areas for church growth, and we're delighted to take our ministry to those in desperate need of the gospel. Reaching the people in Cameroon and North Macedonia through conventional mission work is difficult due to poor roads and transportation facilities, the risks of persecution, and other obstacles. However, the ease and accessibility of radio opens the door for the Tide Ministry to reach those who otherwise may be unreachable. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Well, the political investigator and commentator, John Fleetwood, continues with us. John, the situation I wanted to address here in this next segment had to do with your topic, and that is that there is another pandemic on the horizon. We're getting glimpses of this, and it's like, once again, we're being set up. And you and I were talking, off air, that the people that know, and you've been observing this for a number of years, you're seeing how this is being set up in much the same way, and I maintained, when Russia went after Ukraine, they knew well in a year in advance what was going on. They saw the supply chain being established there by Russia at the border of Ukraine. It wasn't for some overnight bivouac. Anybody that knew anything about the military, where, you know, I look at our military experts, you know, Austin, of course, he was MIA this past week, but we found him, thank God. He's okay. He's okay. Wish him well. But meanwhile, you know, our military experts were out to lunch and purposely ignored what was going on. And next thing you know, we've got a war, and we're dumping, you know, billions of taxpayer dollars in the support of Ukraine. And of course, it seems like that money's kind of run out, but that's a whole nother deal. But meanwhile, the whole point of this is all this is being set up. And it's just like COVID. If you go back and you look, you know, before COVID came out, and you could probably go back, and some people go, oh, well, you know, we can go back to 2015. But even if you just go back to 2017, you can start to see how this was being set up and how it was established. And so what your investigation is showing, you and Dr. Bartlett's, who, you know, sat in for you last week, is you're starting to see the same kind of model and setup that happened with COVID now being reproduced in 2024.
Right, and we're starting to see this across social media, people talking about the so-called disease X, and people are worried about a potential coming pandemic because you have these nefarious organizations, awful, awful, terrible organizations with way too much money, power and time on their hand, like the World Economic Forum, who are meeting in Davos right now,
mm-hmm, right,
and promising us that a disease is on the way, this disease X. People are talking about this now. So I, mm-hmm, Bill, you know, I cut my teeth sort of on a larger scale with reporting the news at American Faith, mm-hmm, where, you know, I help that organization grow to millions of content impressions every month. I ran their newsletter. We had hundreds of thousands of subscribers. I've moved on now to bigger and better things. JohnFleetwood.com, J-O-N, no H, and Fleetwood, like Fleetwood Mac, JohnFleetwood.com, where, you know, I cut my teeth at American Faith going through, I started there at the very beginning of the COVID pandemic. And so what I got really good at doing was scanning PubMed, the U.S. National Library of Medicine, for peer-reviewed medical journal publications from very prestigious journals like The Lancet and Nature, all the stuff quoted even by the mainstream media. I learned how to find publications that counter the mainstream narrative on health. And so that's what I focus on JohnFleetwood.com. Well, what we're starting to see now are the same players,
exactly,
and the same themes happening now with Ebola. So listen, so check this out. They are building right now in Fort Collins, Colorado, a gain-of-function research lab that is studying not just COVID, not just doing research on the Nipah virus, but they're studying Ebola. Now, Ebola is one of the WHO's, you know, nine future pandemics that they, you know, quote unquote, predict is going to be on the horizon. Bill Gates has also said Ebola is a very likely future pandemic. So they're building a lab. This is according to local reports. This is from the Coloradan. This is from Denver Post, your CBS, Daily Mail, especially. They're in the UK. They're reporting they're building this Ebola bat research lab. Just, you know, there was gain of function, obviously, connected with COVID. Bat labs, obviously, in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Wuhan is where the COVID virus apparently first broke out. Now, if that's not bad enough, 65 miles south of Fort Collins, where they're building that Ebola bat lab, they are now inoculating, vaccinating healthcare workers at Denver Health with none other than an Ebola vaccine.
Wow.
Made by Merck, the company Merck, owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, in league with the World Economic Forum, an official partner of the World Economic Forum, pushing the Great Reset, at the end of which, you know, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So this vaccine, they're giving an Ebola vaccine to healthcare workers 65 miles south of where they're building this Ebola lab. What do they know that we don't know?
Well, exactly. That's my question. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's look at the FDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Let's look at their insert for Merck's Ervebo Ebola vaccine. You know, you can turn over a can of Coke. You can see it's got this much sugar. It's got this many calories, and it's made with these ingredients. That's what the vaccine insert is for. Now, the FDA says that the Ebola vaccine called Ervebo, made by Merck, sheds 31.7% of the time. What does shedding mean? Shedding means you get vaccinated and then you give the virus to somebody else. This is because, according to the FDA insert, it's a live, L-I-V-E, not dead, live Ebola vaccine. That's the vaccine that sheds more than three out of ten times, infects others. That's the vaccine they're giving to these Denver Health workers,
wow,
65 miles south of where they're building this Ebola lab. Now, it gets even crazier, Bill, because we can look at the past. If you don't learn from the past, then you're doomed to repeat the problems of the past, right? Well, that same Merck Ervebo Ebola vaccine, it's given to these Colorado healthcare workers, was distributed in vaccination campaigns before Africa's five different Ebola outbreaks. You had an Ebola outbreak.
The same vaccine?
The very same. Merck's Ervebo, E-R-V-E-B-O vaccine was distributed in 2016 in Africa, and then there was an Ebola outbreak. In 2018 in Africa, then there was an outbreak. In 2020 in Africa, and then there was an outbreak. In 2021 and 2022, a month to a few months after these vaccination campaigns with this Ervebo vaccine that says on the insert it sheds 3 out of 10 times, there were massive Ebola outbreaks, according to the mainstream news, and there were thousands and thousands of deaths. And that's the vaccine that's right now, according to mainstream reports, being given to Denver health workers.
Let me ask you this about the local healthcare workers that you mentioned here. What's the demographic of that area? Do you know?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
We're talking south. You're talking south there. So, I'd be curious to find out what that is, only because, you see, what seems to be the consistent murmur in the background of all this, with Bill Gates and the foundation, World Economic Forum and that, is that, and you and I have talked about before, and I've said, they're culling the herd. You know, they don't believe that the earth can sustain 8 billion people. And this is their way to start to thin the herd here. And COVID did some of that. They had greater ambitions for it, I believe. And so this is not going to stop them. And here we are reproducing, as you said, ignoring the things from the past and reproducing the things that we objected to, like gain of function, which is nothing more than, you know, a fancy term for biological warfare. We've got 15 seconds left, John. I'll let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
Well, Bill Gates himself, who is funding this Ervebo Ebola vaccine, said, if we do a good enough job with vaccine and a couple other things, we can lower the population by 10%.
Imagine
that was according
the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults
It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Snow, and more snow. More snow is in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Forecasters say 2 back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow to 18 states from Wyoming to New York. President Biden spent part of his Thursday delivering remarks on the economy. The president discusses lowering costs and expanding high-speed internet in Raleigh, North Carolina. The president claims more than 24 million Americans did not have access to affordable high-speed internet nationwide, and he has been taking action to address the issue since he was elected.
As soon as I came in office, I took action with what we call the American Rescue Plan. And it included more than $25 billion to invest in affordable internet, high-speed internet all across America.
This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. As we continue to hold them accountable, hey, all we can do is deliver the news. It's up to you. All right? You've got to own your own knowledge. Take whatever information, you know, our guests are presenting here and what we're discussing and check it out for yourself. And, you know, challenge it. Exercise your critical thinking and own your own knowledge. This is so critical if we're going to get this country back on track. Because, again, I refer you back to that great document. The Constitution starts out with we the people, right? So it really holds us accountable to hold them accountable. Well, we got coming up next, Dan Schneider, to report on a breaking report. And that is how the Biden administration has pushed German censorship to American teachers. You heard that right, okay? They're pushing German censorship to American teachers. Dan is MRC's Vice President of Free Speech America. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's always good to be with you.
Okay, so break it down. What are they doing now?
You know, everybody knows that the Biden administration has different kind of censorship programs. You know, they've been colluding with big tech to silence us, their lawsuits and everything. This is something new that we've discovered because it shows how well coordinated it is from the very top. Because it started with the State Department. And you know, Bill, you correctly mentioned that this is about teachers. And your listeners have to be wondering, what is the U.S. State Department doing with American teachers? Well, the State Department colluded with this German entity to train U.S. teachers, 700 educators, on how to incorporate this socialist German model of censorship and propaganda into American classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then after this year-long series of seminars to indoctrinate teachers on how to do this, how to propagandize their students. And by the way, Bill, when I'm using the word propaganda, this is not an ad hominem attack against the Biden administration. Right. This is the language they use. The Biden administration and the grantees are the ones using the word propaganda.
Now, are you talking, Dan, let me clarify something here just for our audience so they understand. When we're talking about German censorship, are we talking World War II, Adolf Hitler era censorship, or are we talking about a modern version of German censorship? Because we don't necessarily hear a lot of, you know, modern German censorship, but maybe we need some updating here. Where is this originating from?
Bill, you always hit the nail on the head, and you've done it again. The answer to your question is both. This German partner was the University of Würzburg. Now, I'd never heard of it before, but I know it as the alma mater of the greatest, meaning worst, propagandist in world history, Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's own propagandist in chief. The University of Würzburg has perfected the censorship and propaganda, and that's the agency that the U.S. State Department picked to collaborate in this effort to indoctrinate American teachers into propaganda tools and censorship. So after a year of this, it's unbelievable and reality.
Well, and how much of our tax dollars have they used against the American people on this?
Well, the State Department has not published that figure. It was run out of the U.S. Embassy, you know, in Germany, and that's we've got some notion of that, but we do know that the Department of Homeland Security then picked up the baton on this after the State Department grant came to an end. DHS has put this whole program on overdrive, and they're rolling it out nationwide. So it's the same U.S. grantee getting still getting money from the Biden administration.
Yes.
To roll this program out nationwide, and it includes, and this again sounds unbelievable, but our own taxpayer dollars that are supposed to be used by DHS to go after terrorists are now being used to pay kids up to $1,000 to create Instagram posts for left-wing causes.
Unbelievable. So now they've weaponized the classrooms and our kids.
Because it's not just about censorship. These tools in the classroom are, in fact, preventing kids from accessing conservative media. It's not just about that censorship, though. It includes propaganda, teaching them to be left-wing activists, and then activating, literally mobilizing them with our taxpayer dollars to campaign against conservatives. And that's our tax dollars that should be used to catch terrorists.
Exactly.
Literally.
Now, people, you got to wake up. This is the Biden administration. This is why party politics is so broken and why people are so frustrated, Dan, I got to tell you, with party politics. This disunifies us. This leaves us vulnerable. We've been bifurcated to such a degree that this kind of stuff is happening right in your face. And Joe Biden could care less. The Marxist Democrats, and we use that term, may seem hyperbolic for some, because I've had some people go, Bill, you're getting a little hyperbolic here with some of this terminology. I said, to me, I think it's mild. It's, you know, challenge me, okay? Tell me where it's not. You know, this kind of behavior, this is totalitarianism that is on our shores. It's no longer an existential threat. I mean, when it is crept in to the unionized, American teachers' unions, and they're out there, turning our kids into propaganda missiles against the culture, I mean, think about that.
Yeah, look, if you look at the definition of fascism, this is it. Mm-hmm. It is the state working with the for-profit sector, the not-for-profit sector, universities, and others, working in tandem against us in service to the state, the Biden administration. This is fascism. And anybody who would say, well, that's hyperbolic, like, prove me wrong. This is definitionally fascism.
Exactly. I mean, this is a serious issue. And Dan, this has been going on, you say, for the last year plus?
It's started in the first year of the Biden administration. The Biden administration took over this anti-terrorism office at the DHS, created a new center around it, and immediately redefined what terrorism is to include media literacy, and then using these different tools like NewsGuard and Ad Fontes to attack any group, and that means conservative, that doesn't meet their definition of media literacy. They call us terrorists because we have a different political view. That's how they justify using anti-terrorism dollars against us.
Well, Dan, look what happened in the congressional hearing with FBI Director Wray. He was asked directly about the FBI targeting Catholics. And he went Sergeant Schultz on us. You know, I know nothing. Yeah. I know nothing about it, you know, kind of thing. It's like, really, come on, give me a break.
Just a couple days ago, the Treasury Department, we discovered that, again, calling us terrorists, they are now working with banks to investigate anybody who has bought stuff from Cabela's or Bass Pro or about 50 other groups, if that person has also used the term MAGA or Trump. Mm. And literally, what the Treasury Department has said is that we are persons of interest. If we, look, I'm a gun owner. I bought stuff from Cabela's. I bought stuff from gunbroker.com. And I've used the term MAGA and Trump. So very likely, banks are investigating me on behalf of the government. That, again, is called fascism.
Yeah, even if you've purchased a Bible or anything of any kind of religious association or affiliation, we're targeted. And you know, think about MAGA. I mean, this is the thing, you know, that's become a pejorative, you know, amongst, I don't know, 30-40% of the country. I mean, what is the problem with MAGA in making America great again? We had 4 years when that happened. I think it went fairly well for everybody. You know, jobs, participation, the economy was flourishing. We had strong standing internationally. We were influencing, you know, peace, you know, certainly in the Middle East and that. But I guess, you know, MAGA somehow is trying to be, you know, they're trying to make it into a bad thing. But by title and by definition, I'm sorry, you're putting a round peg in a square hole. Dan Schneider, thank you. Appreciate the time. Take care.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, along with Adam Holt, the director of PluggedIn.com, Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited. I'm really just very pleased with what's going on. You know, today we've got the March for Life going on in D.C. Hundreds of thousands of people in support of life are marching and, bringing the message of life, you know, not only to America, but to the world here. In light of, the news that we got this past week, Adam, I mean, this is, you know, really sad. You think about this number that worldwide, according to the Worldometer, 44.6 million abortions were performed in 2023. And the thing is that America, you know, here, you know, and I was mentioning this earlier, America, when it first started, you know, John Winthrop said that we would be, his prayer was that we would be that light unto a dark world. And how many missionaries, as a result of, you know, that prayer and America, you know, coming into being, you know, we have been, missionary headquarters of getting the gospel out around the world. And now, you know, unfortunately, some of those efforts have been hijacked to promote the gospel of death. And we are supporting, you know, all these abortions, you know, around the world. So our moral agency has been compromised as a result of those of, you know, whether it's Margaret Sanger that you want to talk about and getting back to the origination of Planned Parenthood. You know, the Bernard Nathansons of the world and the abortion factories that are out there. And even on a political level where you have women that are saying, hey, look, it's my body, my health care, you know, that kind of deal. Well, yeah, but you want us to pay for that. And we are. I mean, you know, the report came out that, we pay Planned Parenthood something like $1.8 billion. We've paid, you know, in the last 3 years. And then by comparison, how much money, how much taxpayer money has gone to those pregnancy care centers that really are serious about, promoting life and helping women, you know, deal with the pregnancy and the fathers. They've come alongside, you know, these nation families in helping them out. I mean, that to me, that is true healthcare. And by comparison, I think we've thrown them a couple of crumbs. I say we, it's the government, you know, maybe $1 million of support. So comparing our support of life versus death, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does. And I think that we live in a culture in which the entire abortion issue, I guess I'll call it an issue, the whole conversation, abortion, I think, is symptomatic of a bigger issue. And the bigger issue is self-fulfillment at any cost. And when we enshrine individualism and our own personal happiness at any cost as the primary value, we see collateral damage. And I think as core as abortion is, I do think it is an expression of collateral damage in a society that has said your fulfillment, and specifically your sexual fulfillment on your terms, with an attempt to deny any consequences or responsibility, is what's most important, right?
Exactly.
And that all rolls back to a biblical understanding of our dignity and our sanctity as individual people created in God's image, and that the creation and the good and beautiful gift of sexuality is a life-giving blessing in the context that it's designed for. Mm-hmm. But removed from that context, it creates vulnerability, it creates enormous hurt, and abortion is, I think, unfortunately, you know, just one expression of the sad fallout of the lie that sex is just about your own individual fulfillment. So there's so many things woven together here, but the gospel speaks to all of them, right?
Exactly.
The gospel says, actually, there's forgiveness for sin on one hand, and on the other hand, the culture's lie that you're going to find ultimate fulfillment in sexuality, we can call it what it is. And we can see the good gift of sexuality from the perspective that God designed it for, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we as Christians, we have a responsibility to represent and to communicate that message in all of those facets and to be advocates for life at every stage of the process.
You know, when you talk about collateral damage, I want people to understand this isn't just, you know, a minor, you know, fender bender.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
This is incredibly consequential, and the Bible speaks to this in the book of Ecclesiastes, and I this just sticks out so loud and clear to me, and I hope, you know, those can hear, you know, what's going on, because basically with over 100 million abortions, you know, counting abortifacients that have taken place since Roe v. Wade and prior to that, since 1970, actually, when abortion first came on the scene, you know, 100 million plus abortions that we've had in this country. And as you say, this creates structural damage. And the Bible speaks to this directly. It says, because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily, the heart of the children of man is fully set to do evil. Think about that. You know, we've abandoned the structure, the infrastructure that God established to do righteousness, to do good for ourselves and for one another. We've abandoned that and as you said, replaced it with put ourselves on a higher plane. Now we are as gods ourselves, and we're going to adjudicate our own rule of law that turns it on its head, that is in a direct conflict to God's rule of law, and the consequences are being met out. And Adam, I got to tell you, if in God's grace and mercy, and he's extended a lot of grace and mercy over this period of time, but could you imagine if God says, okay, I'm going to let you see, I'm going to let you really experience the results of 50 years of abortions and growing.
Yeah.
I want you to really understand what that, it would be deafening. It would be so crushing for us to deal with. And some people have, in a minor sort of way, I say minor compared to God, and how God sees this, have realized this, and this is what ignited the organic movement to reverse Roe. Is because, I mean, on its face, you know, women were lied to. Families were lied to. They were told, oh, it's just a little bit of tissue. It's nothing. It's a, it's just a fetus, you know. And I say that purposely because of what Focus on the Family did with their it's a fetus, it's a baby campaign.
It's
which
a baby.
Is just brilliant. Brilliant. So it's inconsequential. You know, it's just a tumor. You know, it's just we're just extracting, we're taking it out. And then, of course, this was before sonograms. And then the sonograms proved, wait a minute. And then it also made sense to women who had undergone an abortion in saying, gosh, when was the last time that I marked the day of the death of a mole or a tumor that was excised out of my body? But yet I certainly, my heart breaks in thinking that I would have had a 7-year-old today as part of our family, or even, you know, or maybe, you know, the single child in my family that is no more, because what it came down to, I made a selfish decision, to your point, what you were saying earlier.
Well, and that, and those are often, I'm not a woman. I haven't had an abortion. I haven't participated in a decision for that to happen. So I want to acknowledge the position I'm coming from. But I just ask the question, how many of those women suffer alone in silence with that secret, with that grief, and with that weight? And because of the progressive culture that we live in, they don't actually feel the freedom to tell the truth about that. You know, you and I talked about Britney Spears a while back and her, you know, confession in her book that, you know, she got pregnant by Justin Timberlake and he basically said, you have to have an abortion. And she said it was one of the worst decisions she's ever made and that it was emotionally devastating. And I was actually pretty shocked at her courage in telling that story. You know, everybody always says, speak your truth and my truth and all this. How many women out there, their truth, acknowledging that that whole phrase is problematic.
Exactly.
They don't feel the freedom to share that truth, and they carry that burden. And and what
it's well, the thing is, let me interject this, because you say that it's this quiet burden that women, and I say a growing number of men as well, by the way, feel this burden as well, because they realize they participated in this, whether it's Justin Timberlake or others who may have told their girlfriend or their wife, hey, get rid of that thing or whatever, you know, get rid of that fetus or, you know, however you want to reduce it to make it somehow acceptable. But the thing is that in the churches today, it's estimated a third of the women in churches today carry this burden. And the church does not know how to address it, sadly.
No. But I pray for a time when we can, you know, when that grace can be extended.
Well, and the deal is, again, when I talk about us being aware the way God says so, this is not as something, you know, I mean, God is the one who judges. Yeah. But it's one that he would want you to go through this exercise so that you could truly be liberated. You could be free. That's what you were created for. Not to be burdened, not to be enslaved by a past sin that is forgivable. And you may think it's not. But God Almighty is the one that forgives. Thank God for God, right?
Amen. Amen, Bill.
Adam Holtz, thank you so much. Appreciate you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy